Hey, joining us by phone is a very fun guy, Larry Weber. Good morning.
Good morning, and I'm hoping you're enjoying this new year so far.
I am. Too warm, a little bit too warm for me today, though.
Well, I agree. We had the official high at the weather service yesterday in Duluth was 34 degrees. That just may be the warmest temperature for the whole month. It's rare that we have a January that does not have a January thaw. However, it's something that I wish weren't there, but nevertheless, it's better than last year. If you can remember, a year ago, we were at this time getting into a period of record-setting warmth, over 40 degrees. Oh. Yes, this is this is much better. Yes, we begin the new year pretty much as we were in the last year. We are above normal again in temperature, though we've only been a few days into the new year. Looking back at the statistics from last year, I mentioned most of them last time, but one of them was kind of official now is the temperature for the whole year. The temperature for the whole year at the Weather Service was 44.3 degrees. That ranks it as the third warmest year at the Weather Service. Number one was 1931, and number two was 1887. Now, the way they do the Weather Service temperatures, they take them up near the airport. Well, back then, there was no airport, and back then, the temperatures were all taken down near the lake. So I always think it's kind of a tainted record.
Mm-hmm.
To me, the best way to look at Weather Service records in Duluth is the ones since about 1942 or 43, when they switched to taking all the records up by the airport. So since then until now, it was the warmest year on record. So pretty obvious that we've had some warmth. I didn't realize it was quite that warm. December was above normal temperature, but also above normal precipitation. I mentioned last time how a statistic of wetter than normal for the year is really a confusing statistic when you look at back that half of the precipitation came in the months of May and June. The snow we have right now is not very much. We have maybe 5 inches of snow on the ground. The Weather Service says that Duluth area has had about 2 feet of snow so far for the season. Normally at this time we'd get to about 3 feet. I like the snow we have. I think it's just wonderful. Powdery. Yesterday 34 degrees kind of ruined the powdery, but it got cold again tonight. During the night, and it's staying that way. I was just out for a ski a few minutes ago here, and it's nice and powdery. The amount of snow, just a few inches of snow, also allows you to walk almost anywhere you want.
Mm-hmm.
So putting those together, I've had some just excellent times being out lately, taking a look at the animal tracks. It's just been wonderful. On any typical walk, I can find at least a 10, and so often more than that. Yesterday, I found 14 on a single walk, tracks of 14 different kinds of critters. And I just love that. I mean, we got a little bit of wind. We didn't get snow, but we got a little bit of wind the night before last. And what that did is that drifted over the tracks that were there previously. So everything I saw yesterday was brand new. So I just love that. 14 different kinds of critters, and yet as I walked around, the only things I saw were squirrels. Everything else was leaving their messages, and so I could read the messages, but they themselves were not there. However, there's plenty of birds that are being seen. The bird feeders remain very active. I have what I call the seven regulars that show up all the time. And one of those is going through lots of changes, and that is the red poles. It's also always interesting to think about the bird feeders. They look like after a while you feed birds and you see the same birds come and you think, oh, this is just static. I'm just having the same things happening all the time. But if you watch them carefully, there is a lot of dynamics that go on, and I especially see that with the red poles. The flock a week ago was about 40, and the flock as of 2 days ago was up to 80. Now, it fluctuates a great deal according to the weather.
Mm.
If it's a mild day, there isn't that much activity. They really don't need the bird feeder. They can find plenty of food elsewhere. But if the weather gets cold or the weather gets snowy, they will. We had New Year's Day, beautiful morning, 15 below, and yes, the birds were at the bird feeders. It's interesting because on those kinds of mornings, the squirrels are not at the bird feeders. They come on more of the mild days. And speaking of squirrels, the flying squirrels have just been fabulous every night. Oh, they've just been wonderful. I'm counting about 8 to 10, and if you ever watch flying squirrels, they're very active. They're just hyper. And so it's hard to count them. They don't seem to stand still long enough to count them. So I'm estimating about 8 to 10. Now, three of the last four nights, they were out there in numbers all that time. The fourth one was the windy night, the night before last, and for some reason, zero, nobody there. And I wonder, why not there? Well, it probably has to do with the wind. They're tiny. They do their travel by jumping up in the air and spreading their legs, and having the fold of skin between the legs serve as a glider. Mm-hmm. Then they use their tail to steer their way around, and they have the big eyes so they can see in the nighttime. And when it's not windy, that's a pretty good way of travel. But when it's windy, that could be a little bit precarious. So I think a lot of them just took the day off or took the night off and didn't bother to come to the feeder. But otherwise, they've been active, and they're finding plenty, giving us plenty of entertainment. Other thing of note, we are, as I said last time, the new year. I find one of the reasons for having the new year at this time is perihelion. I don't think the people who put January 1 as the first day of the year had perihelion in mind. But perihelion always happens in the first few days of the year. It tells us that the Earth is closer to the sun than it is at any other time of year. And in my mind, that's a wonderful time to start a new year. There's the other feature that happens this time of year is happening this morning, and that is sunrises are starting to get a little bit earlier. Sunsets have been getting later for quite a while already. Matter of fact, we have a sunset 15 minutes later than it was a month ago. But the sunrises are just now starting to get earlier. Well, you put those together, and we're in a new year, so happy new year. So also going to be interesting how we enjoy the number 13 this year.
I love 13.
Oh, very good. I won't ask you why.
Well, because there are 13 full moons in a year.
Ah, that's one reason. There's also, it's a prime number.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Have a beautiful day, even if it's not the 13th.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you, Larry. Bye-bye. Oh, goodness. Larry joins us every Saturday morning about 9:30 to do our weekend outdoors edition here on North Shore Weekend. He's a retired high school. Actually, he's taught middle school right through college, graduate school even. And he has two awards of Science Teacher of the Year. In 1993, he was the Minnesota Secondary Science Teacher of the Year. And in 1998, he was the Middle School Life Science Teacher of the Year as well. He lives on a little farm with his wife in Carlton County. And as I said, joins us every Saturday morning, rain or shine, no matter where he is, gives us a call. All right, Larry Weber. We'll talk to him again next week, 9:30.